Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio, where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's cool password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Football season is nearing, and many people may be tempted to place a sports wager, especially now since it became legal a few years back in New York State. What have you seen in terms of the amount of people you help with problem sports gambling compared to the amount of people you used to help before legalization?
Well, you know, one of the most concerning things that we've seen is the increase in the number of young people that are calling us for help, that 18 to 30-year-old age bracket. And college students, actually, and their parents. We've seen about a 50 to 75% increase pretty much statewide in the number of calls for help for sports betting alone. And there's also been an increase in the number of females that are calling for help as well, which is a little bit unusual from the past. So I think it's that mobile aspect of sports betting that is just really attracting that demographic that's attached to their mobile devices all the time.
Yes, I was going to ask you, how concerning is the accessibility of sports gambling to you? Mobile gambling is an industry that continues to grow exponentially.
You know, back when mobile sports betting was legalized, we tried to kind of get ahead of it because our organization, our parent organization is New York Council on Problem Gambling. And we kind of anticipated this large increase in the number of people that were going to be developing problems because anytime you increase the accessibility of something that can be addictive, you see an increase in the number of people who become addicted. But the amount of people and the number of people that are calling and getting involved with sports betting just kind of even blew us away because it's estimated about 85% of the population have a smart device or a mobile phone. So you're basically putting gambling into people's living rooms, into their car. We're seeing an increase in callers that have jobs where, you know, say an EMT who has to wait in between for calls, construction workers that might have some downtime. So back, you know, before mobile sports betting, you'd have to go into brick and mortar facility, play some bets, or have a bookie. Now it's in everybody's hand. So it's becoming a real challenge to, you know, get that warning out there to everyone that it can be really addictive very quickly.
Since football season is nearing, do you expect to hear from more people reaching out for assistance in problem gambling in the upcoming months?
You know, it's interesting. There really isn't a pattern to the calls that we get. I think, you know, there has been an increase in sports betting, and heading into the fall, the four major sports get up and running. We've only had 1 year behind us, so I think by the end of this year and heading into the spring, we'll have a better idea if we're going to see patterns forming. But with only 1 year behind us, it's kind of hard to say that there might be more. I would anticipate there's going to be a lot more people because football season's firing up, especially locally. We have, you know, the Bills, we have college sports. It's a football area. It's a sports town. Sabres will be back. So personally, I'd be anticipating that. We just don't have the data yet.
What are the stories you hear from local problem sports gamblers? Do people often lose more than they can afford when sports betting, especially given the accessibility of it?
Absolutely. One of the biggest problems that we're seeing is it's the college students and the younger people that have savings or have money set aside for school and they're burning through it so quickly. We're getting calls from parents who are just literally in tears because their student has come home from school and can't afford their tuition anymore. We get calls from people who are literally sitting in their parking lot at work on payday calling us because they know if they don't do something about this right away, they're just going to blow their whole paycheck by the end of the night. And when, you know, it isn't always about the amount of money that people are spending, because if you only have $20 and you need it for diapers, but you use it on, say, lottery tickets, it's a problem. But we're hearing, you know, tens of thousands of dollars that people are just burning through so quickly with sports betting because it's constant. Besides the accessibility, they're adding in-game betting. They're adding live betting. You can bet on sports overseas that are happening at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's just endless for people.
What is the first avenue for New York problem gamblers, what they should pursue when they realize they want to stop gambling and need help?
The first thing I would recommend is reaching out for help. They can reach out to our organization. Our local phone number is 716-833-4274. It's local. It's confidential. And what we recommend is just talk to someone. Let someone know what's going on, how it's impacting you or your family or a loved one. And then we usually recommend at least getting an assessment to see if, you know, if it's just kind of a gambling problem or is it a gambling addiction? Because there is a difference between the two. But we do recommend call us, reach out for help, and we'll meet you where you're at. We'll help you get to those resources and on your way to recovery. And actually, September is recovery month, so it's a great time for this discussion. I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of share some of this information. People can visit our website, go to New York Council on Problem Gambling, just Google it or Yahoo, and there's resources online if that's where someone wants to start. But really, if you start to notice it's a problem, just reach out for help. There's a lot of help out there that we can help provide.
I'm Jack Wagner, host of the show Otherworld, a podcast that tells stories of real people who experience something paranormal or unexplained. Before Otherworld, I wasn't even interested in the paranormal. That changed when I realized how many people are out there who have experienced something extraordinary and never told anyone about it. I started this show to take a grounded approach to the paranormal, help people tell their stories in their own words, and encourage more people to come forward with their own. Listen to Otherworld now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wheel, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From the horse-drawn carriage to a rover on Mars. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.